Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and in this segment, we are going to be discussing how this total solar eclipse taking place on April 8th is going to influence each of the 12 zodiac signs. So a few reminders. First of all, here on Astrology Now, we do use the Vedic sidereal system of astrology, which is a different measurement than the Western tropical system. With the sidereal system of astrology, we are using the astronomical placement of the planets at any given moment in time. And the other thing to keep in mind is that in Vedic astrology, we assess transits by the ascendant as well as the moon. So it's very important to listen to your rising sign or your ascendant, as well as your moon sign, because both of these are going to have an influence on your life. We read transits from both. Both absolutely work. You can go to my website, innerknowing.yoga, click on offerings and then chart to calculate your free birth chart. Look at the AS. The AS or ASC, that's going to be your ascendant. So you will listen to that sign on this podcast. And then the moon, MO, wherever your moon is placed, you'll listen to that sign as well. So we will get into the horoscopes here in a moment. I do have the timestamps listed in the descriptions, but I do encourage you just to listen to this kind of generalization, because there could be some good information in here as well before we get to the 12 signs. So moving into eclipse season, this is the first time that North America is experiencing a total solar eclipse where it's hitting North America since August 21st, 2017. And so it could be a powerful experience to kind of, especially, you know, for anyone in the world, honestly, during this eclipse, I was not in the US. I was actually in India studying, which was outstanding. Great way to spend an eclipse. But it's powerful for everyone around the world, but especially those in the United States, to think about what was going on in August of 2017. What were the themes, any epiphanies, any lessons, anything that you learned in that period of time? Just kind of spend some time reflecting and taking note of anything that may have happened. And as we move into this eclipse season, taking time to think about any patterns that may be arising or any big themes that are coming up in how we relate to the world around us or even how we relate to ourselves. I was actually having a really interesting conversation with Ryan Kurzak. He's an amazing astrologer. He's been on the podcast a few times, but he and I were talking and he was mentioning how eclipses can bring up these intense experiences that can either refer to lessons that were intended to learn around this period, but it could also be fragments from past eclipses. You know, if something, for example, if we look back at the eclipse dates throughout the years, if issues around boundaries come up, issues around relationships come up, or how we embrace our own sense of power, how we embrace our own sense of individuality, or if we outsource our power, for example, whatever personal patterns we may have, just noticing if anything kind of arises around these periods. And so it was really cool to hear him just verbalize it that way, because sometimes we can learn a lesson, we think that we know it, we think that we have it integrated, and then these fragments kind of come up where we get stirred up or triggered in some way. And I think it's just a powerful reminder that the growing is never done when big experiences happen to us, or if we have these very deep ingrained patterns or very deep ingrained like paradigms, how we perceive the world, we continuously heal, we continuously check ourselves, and sometimes it can kind of flare back up. Sometimes it can thicken again, so to speak, and we need to go back and kind of work through some things. So I really enjoyed that conversation, and I hope that someone somewhere also benefited from it. And another reminder for the eclipse is that this is a big period of time. And eclipses do take place four times a year, but It's an opportunity to remember sanctity. It's an opportunity to remember ritual and really being mindful and present with our life. And so if you want to have a ritual or a ceremony, you could sit down and journal, you could light a candle, you could set intentions, whatever it may be, just set some time aside around April 8th to come home to yourself and remind yourself of what's important in life now. And again, maybe taking some time to reflect on yourself and your feelings and the themes of your life and the patterns of your life. And you can refer to it later as you move through the months, as you move through the years. If you are serious about studying Vedic astrology, I promise that having mementos, having a journal, like an astrological journal, having recollections with dates, it comes in handy when you are doing research, because it's like, oh my gosh, I got into that car wreck. When did that happen again? Flip back, see the date, see what was happening astrologically, you know, look at the current transits, etc. So keeping track of big events, keeping track of big patterns, things that happen to us, it really does come in handy when we are doing research on our own life. So kind of moving forward with this podcast, I remember on the last podcast, we were looking at the New Year, the Vedic New Year chart, talking about some of the predictions for the United States. And I had mentioned that maybe we will go back and review that. I'm going to touch on it very briefly, just because last time we were a little crunched for time and I didn't get to share all of my thoughts. So I'm going to do this very briefly and then we will get into the 12 horoscopes. So when we are looking at this chart for the Vedic New Year, something else that I was keeping in mind is that Saturn and Mars are in the eighth house, okay? And if you didn't listen to the previous podcast, go ahead and go back and listen, because I shared quite a bit on predictions for the United States for the rest of 2024 and into our next new moon in Pisces, which will be in 2025. But in this chart, Saturn and Mars are in Aquarius in the eighth house. And the eighth house is about shift, change, metamorphosis, ups and downs. It's also about research and it's about surgery. It could be about health. And so having Saturn and Mars in the eighth, I mean, there can definitely, as I mentioned on the previous podcast, I believe lightly, I think that there can definitely be some advancements in the medical field, maybe even how we do surgery. But I do also see there being some pretty heavy ups and downs and some heavy endings. Mars is the 10th house ruler for the chart. And so I see there being changes, yet again, just another indicator that there can be changes in leadership, there can be changes in influence. And when it comes to the market, the economy, I think we're going to experience some pretty big ups and downs. And I've been predicting this for a while. I think that there are going to be changes in currency and how we approach finances. The karma control planets for the year are Mercury and Jupiter. So Jupiter is in the 10th house. Mercury is also in the 10th house, and Mercury is retrograde as well. So I do, again, building off of what we talked about last time, I do see there being a change in how we perceive leadership, what we want out of leadership. I do see there being stress for leadership. And I also, with Mercury retrograde in the 10th house, I mean, there can be some of this kind of big impact on the market for the United States or on our economy. And so that's, you know, that's a significant marker in this chart. Venus and Rahu, we spoke last time about there being a lot of emphasis on AI, artificial intelligence, and maybe rules and regulations around artificial intelligence. I think that there's also going to be just a lot of focus on art, creativity, and entertainment in general. I can't remember if I mentioned this last time or not, but with this Venus and Rahu conjunction with this chart, I could also see there being a big emphasis on relationships in kind of the global sphere, just having a lot of information come to the surface. Maybe there are going to be some big breakups or some maybe like relationship scandals in some way. And Venus is the planet of reproduction, and it's in the ninth house of law. And so I think that this is going to continue with a lot of focus on rules, regulations, law, on reproduction. This could be abortion. This could be IVF. This could be how we are reproducing. There could be advances with birth control, but again, there could also be advances with fertility too, and like fertility treatments. And I think that global relationships are going to be changing, global alliances, and there is going to be a massive emphasis, I believe, on the housing market this year for the United States. So that's what I'll say for the kind of global predictions for this Vedic New Year chart. And in case you didn't listen to the previous podcast, whenever we have a new moon in Pisces, that marks the Vedic New Year, and we use the chart of the new moon in Pisces to make predictions for the year. And this year it happens to fall on an eclipse, which marks a very fated year, very big fated events. This is a huge year. And I just see there being such a big focus on law and order and maybe even fundamental ethos. You know, I think that the United States is really going through this period of death and rebirth. And I think that what the country represents may be kind of in transformation, and maybe even just reminding us of what the country should stand for and represent. So that is everything on a general level. We can go ahead and get into the horoscopes, beginning with the sign of Aries. So as I mentioned, we want to look at the ascendant as well as the moon. So if you are an Aries moon or an Aries ascendant, this eclipse is taking place between the 6th and the 12th house. So there's a big emphasis here on health and wellness, vitality. It could also be spirituality and things from the past. So for Aries, this is an excellent time to get healthier, to get on a health kick, to maybe prevent any illnesses from taking place. But then also, if you are dealing with a pre-existing health concern or there is something that you've been needing to address, it may kind of come up around this period. So it's definitely good to be proactive and to, again, take care of yourself, get water, have proper nutrients, go to your health practitioner, however that is for you. I know all of us kind of seek health support in different ways. So that's really the big emphasis for the sign of Aries, but there can also be things coming up from the past. There's a lot of nostalgia. There could be deja vu. Something may be coming up for you to heal, especially like deep-rooted patterns or deep-rooted paradigms. There could also be relationship patterns coming up as well. So patterns around intimacy, patterns around connection. Venus does govern the seventh house of relationships. So this could be a time of having some pretty big breakthroughs in regards to intimacy and relationship. There may also be changes being made around this period of time. Finally, what I'll say is that if you are in the field of health and healing or supporting others, this is a very powerful time, and you may find that other people are searching you or seeking you out, I should say, for support, seeking you out for counsel. And so definitely offer your counsel and support, but also balance it with rest and balance it with your own personal boundaries, because you may also be a little bit prone to burnout in this period of time. The final thing I'll say for Aries is that Mercury is retrograde on your ascendant. So be mindful of your schedule, be mindful of your appointments, because you're a little bit more likely to get confused in this period. If your moon is in the sign of Taurus, or if you are a Taurus ascendant, this eclipse is taking place in your 11th house. So for Taurus, this is actually a really good time for growth and expansion. It's a time where your own personal goals and objectives and dreams, they may be shifting and changing. It could also be a time where you feel like you're really in flow and you're really on the right path and you are really attaining what it is that you've been wanting, and your hard work is really paying off. It could also be a time where maybe you're thinking about joining a certain class or fulfilling some sort of training or certificate. The 11th house also represents certificates, but really this is just a time where Taurus may really feel that they're moving forward and advancing. It could also be a time of meeting powerful and influential people. You may get an opportunity through a friend or someone in your social circle. This is an awesome time to network. So if you're meeting a lot of people, make sure you're leaving a good impression. If you get an opportunity, you might really want to consider taking it. Just a good time for your overall status and reputation. Now, there could be friends who are having a hard time, friends who are needing your support, needing your guidance. So have that on your radar as well, because there certainly could be some troubles or stress amongst friends that you already have. Now, I'll also say for Taurus, this is a time to be mindful of your home, land, real estate, and also mother. Your mother may be having a transformative time or needing extra support. There may be something around the house that you're needing to fix and repair. Maybe even your vehicle needs some sort of repair or attention. I'll also say for Taurus, just to be mindful of other people. Again, there could be opportunities coming in. Make sure that it is exactly what it seems to be. There could be people who may be wanting to take advantage in some way. There could be people who are maybe trying to utilize you for their own gain. So opportunities could be coming in, but just make sure it's exactly what it seems to be. And you yourself, make sure to be ethical and good-natured in all of your dealings. And finally, when it comes to health and wellness, just be sure to be proactive about taking care of yourself. There could be some things coming up specifically with reproduction, maybe urinary tract or kidneys. If you are a Gemini moon or a Gemini ascendant, the eclipse is taking place in your 10th house. So for Gemini, this can definitely put an emphasis on your work, career, maybe even your status, relationship to authority figures. So for Gemini, definitely make sure to be mindful of authority figures and your relationship with them. They may be a little bit more stressed out. They may be trying to delegate more work to you. But this could also be a time where a lot is coming to light about your work and your profession and what you want to do, what your vocation is. There could be, again, new epiphanies or discoveries. It could also be that there are some breakthroughs happening now around work. And for some Geminis out there, it could be time where maybe you're starting an entirely new chapter or new changes need to be made. There could also be some pretty big changes happening around the home and with real estate as well. And so with this exalted Venus, I do see for Gemini that it's a highly creative time, a highly intuitive time. It's an outstanding opportunity to engage in spiritual practice and engage in meditation. I think that spending time alone and spending time with your own thoughts and ideas could lead to a lot of personal epiphanies and a lot of spiritual epiphanies as well. If you are a Cancer moon or a Cancer ascendant, this eclipse is taking place in the 9th house. So for Cancerian natives, there can definitely be an emphasis on travel, exploration, but it's also the house of spirituality and dharma. It's also the house of the father. So for the sign of Cancer, there can be some big events coming up around the father. It could even be things from the past. And there could also be this focus on spirituality, spiritual practice, or education, maybe even teaching. So if you're in the role of teacher, this could be a time where maybe you're really establishing yourself as a teacher or establishing yourself as a counselor or a guide in some way. You may be thinking about taking a new class or a new course. And it could also be a time of reestablishing dharma. Maybe your sense of purpose and your sense of destiny is in transformation. Maybe things are changing in a significant way. I do want to say, though, with siblings, with father, definitely be mindful. I mean, they could be having their own big breakthroughs, but there could also be some sort of drama or stress in some capacity. And some of you, again, you may have travel plans, you may be traveling, or you could just be keeping really busy. Maybe you're traveling around a lot in your own vicinity. And the sun is your second house ruler. And so there is going to be a big emphasis on wealth and finances. There may even be some sort of opportunity coming through to make more money or to maybe decrease debt. But I see there ultimately being a focus on abundance and prosperity. Now, with Venus being exalted, there could be something occurring around real estate or the home. Maybe there's something, some sort of opportunity coming through the mother, but there's also friendships. This is a time of making friends. So Cancerian natives, notice who you're meeting around this period of time, because you may meet someone powerful in a social circle, but it could also just be meeting some sort of friend who's on a similar path as your own. If you are a Leo moon or a Leo ascendant, this eclipse is taking place in your eighth house. So the eighth house, as usual, comes with a little bit of a dichotomy. On one hand, it's the house of ups and downs, of sudden changes, of endings and beginnings. It is the house of transformation, of shedding layers, of shedding skin. On the other hand, it is the house of the occult, mysticism, magic, spirituality, astrology, tarot, everything that engages with hidden information or hidden knowledge. And so for a lot of you, you may be feeling particularly intuitive, mystical. You may be feeling maybe even a little ungrounded or out of touch. You know, you may be really called to spend time in your own mind or, again, researching, exploring other realities. You may just feel a little bit more introverted. And so if you do feel that way, definitely try to honor it and give yourself some time. Now, there could be some pretty big endings on your horizon. There could be some conclusions being made. Maybe you are entering an entirely new phase of life. Maybe you are considering an entirely new path or trajectory. But this is a time of shedding skin. This is the time of stepping into a new era. Having Rahu transit the eighth house is always such a transformative time. And honestly, as I've been talking about for Leo, this is just a big time for you in general. So all of that being said, definitely take time to reflect and have personal inquiry. This could also be a time where expenses are quite intense. I could see you spending extra money. There could be something sudden that comes up that you're needing to spend money on. So kind of have that in the back of your mind. But I do see there being potential job opportunities, and I do see there being work, but it may be work in a way that is different than how you've been working. Or maybe you're even considering changing your job and profession in some capacity as well. For Leo, this is also a period where there is a lot of focus on maybe the partner's wealth. If you're in a relationship, there could also be a lot of focus with inheritance or money that you didn't necessarily earn yourself. So some of you, again, I don't want to get everyone's hopes up, but some of you may be, you know, getting money in a way that you weren't necessarily anticipating. Some of you may be getting an inheritance if you were anticipating that. It could also be a time of like life insurance policies or things of that nature. I do also see there being a lot of focus on your home and home life, and there could be some sort of change or metamorphosis here as well. But overall for Leo, really take your time to self-reflect and introspect and really just kind of prioritize your rhythm. Now, this, you know, there's also this focus on the ninth house with Jupiter and Mercury retrograde. Again, Mercury does govern houses associated with wealth and finances. So I do see there being, again, a focus here, maybe trying to generate new ways of income. But with Jupiter and Uranus kind of sneaking up together, we're going to have that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. It's in your ninth house. I just see there being really powerful, good things on the horizon for Leo. So whatever you're shedding, whatever you're letting go of, just get excited, because I think that something really good is coming in for you. If you are a Virgo moon or a Virgo ascendant, this eclipse is taking place in the seventh house. So, of course, there is a focus on relationship, intimacy, business partnerships, and connections of all kind. Not to mention, Venus is exalted in your seventh house as well. So lots of energy in the seventh house of relationship. For Virgo, if you are in a relationship, definitely anticipate there being a focus on partnership, relationship, intimacy. It could be that your partner is having a significant time or going through a big shift, there's just a lot of focus on relationship. But of course, it could also be business partnerships and big collaborators as well. If you are not in a relationship, this could definitely be a time of meeting somebody or having some sort of significant infatuation or crush. This is a time for Virgo, you know, there's some opportunities. There may even be someone interested in you who maybe shouldn't be interested in you. So if you're in a relationship and y'all are, you know, monogamous, just kind of have it in the back of your mind because someone may be coming in who wants your attention. So kind of have that, you know, highlighted there. This could also be a time of really having big epiphanies or discoveries about yourself in relationship to intimacy and connection. And again, it could be with significant others, but it could also just be with people in general. You know, Venus is how we give and receive love. The moon is how we connect and relate. Both of these planets are involved in this eclipse. And so when it comes to how we connect with friends, how we connect intimately with others, how we offer our time, how we let other people in, could be a time of some bigger realizations and maybe even some powerful intention settings as well. So overall for Virgo, definitely take some time to think about relationship and your needs and desires for friendships, connections of all kinds, business partnerships. Maybe take some time to evaluate what's been happening and if it's in alignment with really where you want to go. And with that K2 on the ascendant for Virgo, I feel like this is a time of self-discovery, of self-invention. It's a really powerful year, so definitely do take advantage of it. If you are a Libra moon or a Libra ascendant, this eclipse is taking place in the sixth house. So for Libra, there is definitely an emphasis on health and wellness and vitality. It's a great time to really take care of ourselves, to make sure we're getting enough rest, enough water, enough nutrients. Y'all have heard me say this so many times. This is the year for Libra. And this is also a time where there's a lot of focus on work and maybe accolades in the workplace, your schedule, your level of, what's the word I'm looking for, activity in the workplace. You may just be feeling a little spread thin. You may be feeling like your resources are a little lacking. There are a lot of people wanting your attention. And honestly, there may even be a lot of people needing your attention. Coworkers may be needing help. Friends may be needing help. Family members may be seeking you out for support. I just see there being a lot of focus on you. So make sure that you're being generous and offering energy and counsel where you can, and then also making sure that you're having enough rest and time for your own introspection. And I do see this being, you know, with Venus being exalted here, this is your first house ruler. It's also your eighth house ruler. There could be some pretty profound self-discoveries being made, and there could be epiphanies about how you've been living your life, your paradigm, maybe even patterns, but this is a great time for personal development. So if you've been wanting to do anything with coaching or counseling or even a personal trainer, anything that helps you grow and develop and get from point A to point B, this is a good time to engage with these things. And you may just be feeling overall inspired. And it could, again, it could also be that you are in the position of counselor or leader or influencer in some way. Now, I also want to say for Libra to be mindful of health issues involving particularly reproductive system, urinary tract, kidneys. This is what Venus represents, and Venus is very strong. It is with Rahu. It's in your sixth. So just, again, be proactive with these things and just make sure that everything is as it should be. If you are a Scorpio moon or a Scorpio ascendant, this eclipse is taking place in the fifth house. So as you all know, I am partial to the 5th and 11th house. I think that it is a fun place to be. So let's talk about why that is. The 5th house is the house of entertainment, of fun, of romance. The 11th house is the house of friendships and social expansion. So overall, this isn't the worst place to be having an eclipse. For Scorpio, with the eclipse taking place in the 5th, I see this being an outstanding time for creativity and expression and really considering goals and hopes for the future as well, because there is this aspect to the 11th house. And so for Scorpio, you could really be thinking about what you're wanting to grow, what you're wanting to expand, and really what you're wanting to pioneer. But in order to grow and expand and move in this new direction, you may also be needing to close other doors and kind of have some endings as well. I see that for Scorpio. I see it kind of indicating that there is a time for big chapters to end so that big chapters can open up. And you may be having these creative ideas whirling around, really thinking about what you want to do next and where you would like to go next. And the fifth house, you know, the sun is going to be here, the moon is going to be here as well for you. So there could be some creativity around work or career, or maybe even teaching and guiding, maybe mentoring. For some of you is in your plans too. Some of you may be family planning. There may be a significant focus on children or conception and reproduction around this period of time. This is, you know, for Scorpio, this is a period where there may be some karmic stuff coming up with children or reproduction. And still, when it comes to friends and connections, I do see there being the opportunity for maybe business partners coming in or some sort of collaborator, and maybe friends from the past, or maybe even past lives, connections from past lives. You're really going to be learning who your friends are and what you want out of friendships. Now, the final thing I'll say is that there could be friends seeking support or seeking help in this period, so try to be patient and generous with your time. If you are a Sagittarius moon or a Sagittarius ascendant, the eclipse is taking place in the fourth house. So there is a big emphasis on home, land, real estate, property, vehicles, and the mother. But we can't forget that the fourth house is also the heart space and our inner sense of happiness. So the low-hanging fruit for Sagittarius is that there may be some pretty big changes happening around your home. There could be big changes happening around your work life and professional life. Things could be evolving. You may even be considering like a big move. Some of you may also be having expenses like repairing a sink or some sheetrock around the house. It could also be that you are needing to take your vehicle in to be serviced. Some of you may have something come up with a car that needs repair. For Sagittarius, this could also be a time where you're meeting a lot of people, maybe even powerful people, getting opportunities through others. I do want to say, because Venus is with Rahu, just make sure that everything is exactly as it seems. There could be opportunities coming in that seem too good to be true. If that's the case, just make sure to take your time and make sure that it's exactly what it looks like. Because again, opportunities could be coming through with other people. We just want to make sure that that it is what it looks like. Anyway, with Venus being exalted with this eclipse, it's also a great time for decorating, for changing art around the home, or bringing a beautiful art piece in, or doing any type of home renovation. So that is all pretty auspicious. But regardless, I do see there being potential money being spent on the home as well. With the sun and moon being involved in this eclipse, there could be something coming up with the father and the relationship with the father. It could be something from the past. It could be that we stumble upon like an old letter, or we have some sort of memory. This is also a very powerful time for our own spiritual beliefs, and we may be having our own epiphanies or discoveries in regards to our belief system or how belief systems from the past are influencing us now. Like, for example, if we're raised in one religion, maybe we kind of move away from it. We start discovering how our mind is still very much anchored to that belief system. There could be stuff like that coming up. And the fourth house is the house of the mother. So there could be some interesting conversations being had with her. She could also be needing extra support or attention in this period. The final thing I'll say for Sagittarius is that there's also a big impact on work. And so there could be changes happening around your job. You may even be thinking about a different career path. You know, doors could be opening and expanding, but you may also be thinking that it's time for a change as well. If you are a Capricorn moon or a Capricorn ascendant, this eclipse is taking place in the third house. So for Capricorn, there's definitely an emphasis on education and learning, teaching. It could be a time where you're thinking about joining a new course, or maybe pursuing an educational path in some way. If you are in the position of teacher, if you are already a teacher or a guide or a counsel, this could be a time of really amplifying your practice, maybe having an impact on more people, or maybe even changing the way that you facilitate. And so again, that could be teachers, mentors, counselors, people in the position of bringing the light to dark, of being a guru of sorts. And if you're not in that position, it could be that you are wanting to learn something new, or you are wanting to join a new program, which is a super nice time. You know, I mean, eclipses usually bring things up. We always say not to begin anything big on an eclipse or end anything big on an eclipse, but if it's coming up and it feels in alignment, it could be a really powerful time. And it could also progress your professional life. And so if you're thinking about taking a training or a certificate of some sort to enhance your professional standing or even your status, that is pretty well supported. And I do also see there being a lot of creativity, opportunities to write, maybe take really beautiful photos. It could also be writing music. This is just a really good time for creativity and expression in the arts, really of all kinds. And there is this exalted Venus, and Venus is the Yogacarka planet for Capricorn. So it's already a great planet. Now it's exalted. It's just very powerful. There could be some changes happening in the workplace. Again, you could be thinking about amplifying your professional life, but you may also be thinking about having some sort of change. And I do see the relationship with children being significant. Your children may be needing more attention if you have kids. And if you don't have kids, this could be a time where maybe you're thinking about family expansion, but you could also be thinking about a creative child, like creating a scrapbook or writing a book or creating, like compiling poetry. The final thing I'll say for Capricorn is that this is a very busy time. I see you moving around a lot. I see there being a lot of trips that are local, so running a lot of errands. Again, you may finally sit down to rest and then get called to do something else. You may also be traveling internationally as well, but this is a big time for Capricorn. This is definitely a time of change and transition. The sun is your eighth house ruler and it is being eclipsed. And so don't be super surprised if there's a little bit of intensity, and don't be super surprised if you feel called to just kind of set things on fire, so to speak, just kind of release and let go. It's definitely a phase of shedding. If you are an Aquarius moon or an Aquarius ascendant, this eclipse is taking place in the second house. So there's a big focus on wealth, finances, security, assets, and of course, our family life, our relationship to the people that we live with. It could also be the family of origin. So first and foremost for Aquarius, don't be super surprised if things from the past aren't kind of coming back to work through and reconcile. And don't be super surprised if there is a little bit of drama in the home life or with your family of origin, because it could be a time where karmic patterns are coming up for you to clear or alchemize and transform. There could also be some patterns related to finances, wealth, your relationship to scarcity or abundance. So just kind of track that and notice what comes up. There may also be a big focus with relationship. We're having a solar eclipse and the sun does govern your seventh house of relationship. So there could be an extra focus on business partners, maybe intimate partners. They may be going through their own transformations too around this period of time. It's also a good opportunity for Aquarius to remember that what we eat will impact how we feel. Definitely try to eat food and consume substances that make you feel good. If you've previously struggled with addiction or kind of less helpful patterns, they may be coming up. Really do your best not to give in to them around this eclipse. Venus is exalted. This is a Yogacarka planet for Aquarius, so there could be a big focus on home, land, and real estate. There's also a big focus on Dharma, travel, prosperity. Some of you out there may be making money through foreign lands. You may be making money through travel. It could also be that this is just a time where your finances are quite supported. You're making some extra wealth. Some of you may be making money through land and real estate around this period, maybe even the mother for some of you. But overall for Aquarius, I do see there being the possibility to accumulate some wealth here and some finances. And you may also just be spending money on luxury items or comforts. And honestly, it's a nice time to do so. Why not? But I do want to say for Aquarius, please do be mindful. Again, if you've struggled with addictive behavior before, things may be coming up. So just be sure to nip that in the bud and be careful. But overall, when it comes to intentions and things to review, there might be stuff with family, intimacy, and financial matters. If you are a Pisces moon or a Pisces ascendant, the eclipse is taking place in your first house. So this is an amazing time for Pisces to really focus on themselves and their own development and their own dharma and mission. The first house is the house of the self. But I will say the first house is also the house of our physical body and our vitality. The sun is being eclipsed, and that is the sixth house ruler. So for our Piscean friends, you may be feeling a little physically depleted. You may be feeling a little bit lower energy. Your immune system may be struggling a little bit. This is a great time to really take care of your physical wellness and your physical health. If you've been wanting to schedule a massage or acupuncture appointment or something to help support your immunity and wellness, such a fantastic time to do so. Really take care of yourself, because I see you being busy and on the move, and you're going to need that energy in order to support yourself. I do see this being a creative time. I could also see this being a period of education and learning. There could be a lot of new knowledge coming in. And remember that when Rahu is transiting the ascendant, it's a time of self-discovery and self-invention. You know, who you are is changing. Rahu and Ketu are the karmic nodes, so really big personal karmic stuff could be coming up. It's an excellent time for personal introspection, to really be aware of those patterns we were talking about. Really take note of what's happened in the past with the eclipses and see if there's any type of theme or redundancy that's happening now. Venus is exalted on your ascendant. You are going to be standing out. People are going to be noticing you. A lot of people may be wanting your attention. Venus does govern the eighth house, and it does govern the third house. So there could be an extra focus on siblings, because that's the third house. Again, education, learning, some sort of course you might be interested in, a book you might be interested in, just wanting to learn and explore and be curious. That's really, you know, third house stuff. But with the eighth house, again, for Pisces, big changes, big personal transformations, doors closing, doors opening. I do want to remind Pisces, please be ethical and good-natured in your dealings. With Venus being so close to Rahu, there can be some more, there could be some opportunities to be a little bit less ethical or maybe sneaky in our behavior. So just be mindful of that. If anyone comes in and maybe they're trying to convince you to partake in a bad deal or get you to participate in something, even if it's just gossip or secret keeping, just kind of, you know, keep that in the back of your mind. But it's an excellent time to lean into spiritual practices, to lean into bhakti yoga. And it's a really great time to embrace Venusian qualities. So art, literature, expression, photography, maybe even buying new clothes or doing something fun with your wardrobe, maybe even doing something with your hair. All of that is quite auspicious. So I hope that this was helpful. I hope that you all found these 12 horoscopes useful for yourself as well as your friends or family members. You can give them a heads up on how the eclipse may be impacting them. Please do visit my website. It's innerknowing.yoga. My Patreon, where I do horoscopes for all 12 signs every week, is patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. And my Instagram is astrologynow_podcast. So I will see you all next week. We will go ahead and resume our typical new and full moon schedule. But my name is Christine Rodriguez. This is Astrology Now. Thank you all.